Sweet Enough by Ali Giles. It all started as a dream. A dream that woke him with a rough shake and whispered coarsely in his ear, "Look, look what you have done." Henry had shivered at the cunning of the dream, its easy cruelty. He had marveled at its wickedness. And such was the potency of its voice, had quickly turned his head upon the pillow, afraid that his wife might have heard it too. But she had not been there. Laying adrift in that strangest of hours, that tremulous moment just after dawn where anything seemed possible. He must have slept deeply after this, for the sun was full on his face when next he opened his eyes. He looked about him in some surprise. The small room did not contain much, but was in considerable disarray. The dresser lay on its side with the speckled mirror smashed into pieces that caught the sun and glittered like jewels. The chair in the corner likewise was upturned, as was the small table in the cupboard and all the clothes torn from it and strewn around the floor. Henry became aware then of the children huddled nervously in the doorway. "What then?" he cried at them, his voice hoarse and thick still with sleep. Amelia whispered mournfully, "Mama has gone. There is no bread or tea," the other whined. Their pitiful countenance infuriated him, as did the situation. Where was their mother, damn her? "Away with you," he shouted then, and half rose in the bed. When the children had bolted, Henry subsided into a sorry slouch on the edge of the bed. His head throbbed, and his throat was dry, and he thought to find a remedy. But no sooner had he put a foot to the floor than sharp pain caused him to withdraw it. Embedded in his heel was a small sliver of mirror glass. What was more alarming to him, however, was the dried blood upon his hands. Henry tidied quickly and washed away the blood. The doctor in the village removed the glass with tweezers, patting his shoulder and calling him a good man. It was not unusual for his wife to disappear. This is what Henry told him. But still, the doctor said kindly, she suffered with her memory, but she was kind and sweet enough in her way. This is what he said to the village constable. And it was true. She forgot a lot of what he told her. Mrs. Merriman baked them a goodly stock of pies. Henry sat by the window and ate well, but watched night fall across the field a little fearfully, in case his wife returned. The children, too, were silent and watchful. The boy once brought home a cup of daisies and periwinkles to appease him, and Henry had dashed the cup against the wall and struck him several blows until he screamed like a girl. He always thought the boy was effeminate, and now he told him so. His actions were justifiable, he felt. His wife was missing, and he was melancholic. She was sweet enough in her way, he said, his eyes full of tears. The village constable nodded sagely, kicking off his shoes by the fire and sighing. Both men were full of pie and drink. It was a shame. The boy went off looking for her, the constable said then, pulling out his pipe.